Once there was a boy who was born a slave in a foreign land during a time where the highest ruler in that land ordered that all newborn male slaves be thrown into the river. This was the ruler's way of controlling the growing slave population that was starting to get bigger and stronger. The baby boy's mother couldn't take the thought of her son being killed, so she kept him and hid him until he was 3 months old. Hiding him was starting to get harder, so she put him in a basket made with reeds, sealed the holes in it, and placed her son in the basket. She found the perfect hiding spot and placed the basket among the reeds in the river to camouflage her child. The ruler's daughter eventually found the basket with the baby boy in it and kept him as her own. However, the baby boy's mother was not completely out of the picture yet. She was tasked with nursing the boy since the ruler's daughter couldn't nurse the boy herself. The ruler's daughter had no idea who the nurse was, but hired her based upon recommendation. Years later, when the boy had grown up, he went out to observe his people, the foreign slaves, and he witnessed the heavy burden of labor forced upon them. He also witnessed a native of the foreign land beating one of his slave brothers. He looked around to see if anyone was watching, but there was no one in sight, so he beat the native just as the native had beaten the slave. The boy eventually ended up killing the native and hit the dead body. The news quickly reached the ruler and he was angry. The ruler sought to kill the boy and so the boy fled. He eventually found refuge in a small town where he met and lived with a priest. He would spend years shepherding the priest's flock and eventually marry one of the priest's daughters. One day, while the boy was shepherding, he had an encounter with the creator of the universe through a burning bush. This encounter would change his life forever. It was through this encounter the creator gave the boy an assignment and revealed the boy's purpose in life, that boy would lead thousands, if not more, of his people out of exile and slavery and into a new territory. The creator gave the boy clear instructions on what he wanted the boy to do, that the boy was to go to the ruler and demand that he let the slaves go, and that the boy was to also go to the people and insist that they follow him out of that land and into freedom. The boy would say, "Look, they won't believe me. They won't even do what I tell them. And who am I to appear before the ruler? How can you expect me to lead the slaves out of captivity? And I'm not a good speaker. I never have been, and I'm not now, even after you've spoken to me. I'm clumsy with words." Through this account, we can see what it's like for a leader to lead while battling with flaws, insecurities, and doubt. According to Psychology Today, the imposter syndrome is a psychological term referring to a pattern of behavior where people doubt their accomplishments and have a persistent, often internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. For the purpose of this episode, I'm going to go ahead and assume that this boy has imposter syndrome. Here's why. Number one, the boy didn't think he was enough. The boy clearly had doubts as to whether he was the right person to carry this massive plan out. Could it be that he had been carrying this air of rejection with him all these years? We know that his mother did what she could to save his life and made sure that he was well taken care of. But it's possible that he never knew his mother and never knew why she gave him up. It's very possible that the boy struggled with feelings of abandonment and identity issues. It's quite possible that even among his adopted family, the boy was treated differently because it was apparent that he was not one of them. For the boy, it didn't make sense that the creator would call him to such a big task. I believe that sometimes the trauma we experience in life will cause us to develop disabilities. I believe that because of the rejection that the boy went through, he developed insecurities that damaged his self-perception. He was unsure of himself, and that uncertainty manifested itself into a stuttering problem. We've all been unsure of ourselves at a point in time, but the creator saw more than what the boy could see. Number two, the boy felt like a fraud. Isn't this how we are with ourselves sometimes? We're given opportunities and the imposter syndrome starts kicking in, convincing us that they picked the wrong person, even though we have proven to ourselves and others that we are more than capable. The boy was so caught up with this altered perception of himself that he did not see that the Creator equipped him with exactly what he needed to pull off the job: experience, skills, and tools. After the boy escaped the ruler's anger, he lived with the priest. It was there that the boy learned how to shepherd. The primary responsibility of a shepherd is to care for their flock. A good shepherd protects sheep from outsiders and themselves, and they often work independently, having very little help. Shepherds lead their flock to safety, green pastures, and water. In probably the most humbling part of his life, the boy was being groomed to lead. He learned how to get others to follow him. Also, most shepherds have staffs. Staffs are the tools that they use to help steer sheep, to help ward off prey, and to help keep the shepherd stable when walking on unstable territory. In this story, the Creator showed the boy exactly what to do if people didn't believe that he was sent to do a job. If the people didn't believe, throw the staff on the ground and they'll watch it turn into a snake. Or throw the river water on the ground and they'll see that it turns to blood. The boy had everything he needed, just like we have everything we need when these same feelings arise. What I appreciated about the boy was that he was first honest with himself and then honest with the Creator about how he felt. He was honest about feeling fear, feeling doubt, and feeling fraudulent. If we're honest with ourselves about the way that we feel, it would be easier to overcome the imposter syndrome. No one is perfect, so it is normal to feel inadequate or uncertain about ourselves. Just be honest and be transparent to others. Focus on the facts. Focusing on the facts looks like silencing the negative thoughts and amplifying the truth. The truth is that you possess the necessary skills to accomplish your goals. We each possess things that were intentionally implanted in us to make us successful for our individual assignments. Our life experiences, whether good or bad, are not a waste. The boy wasn't just a shepherd. He wasn't just a slave. He was equipped to lead. He was equipped to make change despite his flaws and his shortcomings, just like you. Ask for help. There's always going to be uncertainty when stepping into new territory or new season in your life. At one point, the boy pleaded with the Creator to use someone else to send the message to the ruler. The boy felt that he needed the help. After all, this was a big task. So the Creator assigned the boy's brother to be his mouthpiece, to help him speak. Combating the imposter syndrome, especially when you're in a new territory, is not easy. So if you can ask for help and have the resources around you, use it. I believe in what the Creator saw, that the boy didn't need the help. The Creator granted the boy's wishes so that he would develop confidence in himself. Sometimes what we need is a little time and a little help to begin to see the truth about ourselves. Whenever I start doubting myself, I think back to the part of the story where the Creator responded to all the boy's opposition. The Creator said, "Who is it that gives a person a mouth? Who determines whether one person speaks and another doesn't, and why one person can see and another doesn't? Isn't it because of me?" You know it is. The boy couldn't see what he was capable of, so much to the point that he argued and disagreed with the one who created him. And I have to be honest with you. I can relate to that. As a Black woman, it can be easy to feel or live in imposter syndrome. And this perfectionism that I can't seem to kick is probably a culprit as well. But recently, one of the things that I had to learn was simply this: push through. Over 70% of Americans deal with the imposter syndrome. We're all human and can relate to the boy in the story. And maybe that's just the way life is. But whoever you are and wherever you're listening from, I want to tell you not to be so hard on yourself. Your talent or your gift isn't by accident. You are valuable and you bring that value wherever you go. The boy went on to do great things and is one of the first and most notable leaders in world history. So whatever you feel and however you feel at any given moment, push through, because chances are you won't see yourself how others see you. You're doing great. You got this. The good things that come to you are not by accident. Thanks for listening. Until next time.